Here's what I reject. I reject socialist supermarkets. I reject socialist universities. They should be polyversities. I reject socialist television. I reject socialist factories. I reject socialist mass production. Those are all oxymorons. Because essentially, the massification of society is a product of industrialism, leads to homogeneity, destroys creativity, promotes alienation and estrangement, and it destroys integrity and excellence. So I've been able to up that to understand we need to produce and control everything about our existence. Otherwise, we're submitting in the capitalist order to corporations, in the socialist order to either government or other big institutions. What I came to understand about the preservation of tradition, custom, craft, is that two things on the level of humanity and the level of our soul. And that is, when we submit to the machine and consume what the machine offers to it, we surrender our soul. We surrender any basis for us to have independent assessment of integrity and quality. That's all we have is what's given to us in the catalog, column A, column B, column C. But if you make it yourself, the only limitation you have is your own imagination. You can teach yourself how to do it with very little tools or technology. But the commons is really about the restoration of integrity and excellence and the refusal to accept mediocrity. Because mediocrity is inevitable with mass production. It's inevitable. Think about it. If it's mass produced, more than just being aimed at the lowest common denominator, it's all the same. So it inherently has no excellence to it. Why is that? Everything of the same has no excellence to it because it has no special individuality or originality to it. We come to understand that as artists. What we don't need is 20 clones, you know, of John Coltrane. What we need are 2,000 versions of unique sounds and ideas. And we'd be all the richer for it.